Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 on this Wednesday hump day, July 15th. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem on the road again, this time in Dallas, Texas, at the home of Cliff Harris, NFL Hall of Famer, five-time Super Bowl player, two-time Super Bowl champion, all-decade team of the NFL in the 70s. And today we are going to the Star, where we'll be presenting the Cliff Harris Award to three winners representing Division II, Division III, and NAIA. It's a small college defensive player of the year. Always great to see Cliff. Of course, proud OBU grad, and it is now called the Cliff Harris Stadium, which is pretty remarkable. Played quarterback at Desert, grew up in Hot Springs, and I know you've got Cliff. By the way, Craig O'Neill on his way, too. I know you've got a group of guys that I don't know what you call them, Cliff's Army or whatever, but just a great group of guys that you guys played together, went to school together, that you stay connected with.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have that both at the Cowboys and back
true.
In Arkansas.
That's true. That's true.
Good
point.
So, but we go back, and I used to have a golf tournament that I'd play, or a gathering of these guys in all my buddies that were played with me at Ouachita.
Right.
And we'd have a golf tournament, and we'd play, and now all these guys are beaten up, and some of them, they're showing up the football injuries after all these years.
They're all really good dudes,
yeah.
You know, and they love you.
It was just a great honor for me to go to Ouachita Baptist and have those close friends that I have. I try to get them to back together up there.
Yeah, you still try. You try to go to games as much as you can.
Yeah, I try to go to many of the games and have them out at Mountain Harbor for a dinner and play, hanging out.
Todd Knight is a football very successful. But I guess the winningest coach in the history of OBU.
Yeah.
As of this past year, David Sharp. May hear from him today. The athletic director, great guy. Over
I hope
there.
He calls in. I hope David Sharp calls
in
today.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. And but then too, you got your Cowboy connections here. Your teammates, Roger Staubach's.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Roger's about 8 years older than you.
Yeah.
And you came into the league in 1970, correct?
Right.
And he had been there before. Of course, that's where Roger Scott got his name.
Yes.
And one of the funniest things ever, Cliff, is hearing Roger tell the story when we brought you in. Kelsey flew in with his big plane.
The
president of Energy. What's it
Energy
called?
Transfer.
Yeah, and he flew in. You, it was Coach Stallings, Gene Stallings.
Yeah,
it was,
very scary, man.
Who was your, I don't know why I'm having a blank on your safety buddy.
Charlie Waters.
Charlie Waters. And who else came in? Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson.
Gil Brandt. And then who was the DB that came in with you guys? I can't remember who else it was. It was one other player that came in. But anyway, this is a funny thing. So Roger had never met Roger Staubach.
Oh.
And so, and of course, not in Gene Stallings either. And so the two stories about him trying to communicate with Roger and then trying to communicate with Gene Stallings, very intimidating guy.
Very intimidating.
Two of the great stories.
Yeah.
And Roger, if you
I'm sitting there on the bus with Gene Stallings and Wes Sutton. Our good buddy Wes Sutton.
Yeah.
Is in charge of getting things assigned by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, for the touchdown club and whatnot. And for me to be on that, I had to earn my keep on that bus. So he said, I'm going to give you this stuff and you pass them around and you get everybody to sign them. I said, oh, fantastic. That's easy. Everybody here is a captured artist. So I go and I start with Mr. Stallings and I said, Coach, would you sign this and we'll take it? He looks at me. He's talking to two people. Maybe I interrupt him, but he takes it. He signs it, passes it around. get something else. I take it to him. Now he's starting to look at me. One's too many, you know. So yeah. I go back again. He signs something else, and he goes, "How many more of these? How many more of these do I have?"
He gave you that look in my picture.
That look.
His voice does sound like that. Yeah.
How many more of these do I need to sign?
Exactly. And I said, "Well, I don't know. It's probably just a few more, I think." So I go back and get another one, and he goes,
"Now, son, you told me that was the last thing I was ever going to have to sign.
Sounds like
it. Now, either you were lying or didn't tell me the truth. Which is it?" That was the last time I talked to Gene Stallings.
I'm
getting goosebumps thinking about it right there. So then I see Roger Staubach, and I'm talking to him and going on and on. And as I'm looking at him, Cliff, it's like when I was looking at you sitting at the McClarge bar. As I'm sitting there talking to Roger Staubach, looking at Roger Staubach, all I hear is Charlie Brown's teacher, because I'm just looking at him. I'm 50 years old at the time. I'm a 50-year-old man, and I'm talking to him, and he's talking to me, and all I hear is, "Wah, wah, 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 wah." And I'm looking at him going, "You are the best thing I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe this," and everything. And he goes on, and I ask him about his grandkids. He says something about his grandkids, and he says he's not quite as agile as he used to be type thing. And all I could say as he's telling me this, Cliff, is, "You look good." And that was it right there.
You were a man of words.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't come out.
Wasn't long after that he goes, "Oh, hey, Charlie, let me cut." So then he moves off the bus to another set, and I just sat there. But I still have my moment.
And if you remember at that meeting, the Touchdown Club, we should go back and get the clip. I need to ask Tony Rankiner. He's coming down on the trip today. Roger Staubach got up there and said, "Cliff Harris changed the way the position was played at safety."
He sure did.
Because he said now quarterbacks had to account for the safety, because you were much more aggressive coming up in the box, run support, and those kind of things. Right. And the safeties up to that time had really not done that. So I thought that was a great compliment by Roger.
Well, that was because of the Landry Flex defense allowed me to do that. And it was and I like to do it.
So,
you cracked helmets, both opponents and yourself.
If you go back, by the way, Todd Pierce producing for us today. Let us know when Craig comes in the studio.
He just stepped in to give us.
Okay,
he's not going to. He's being delayed.
You go back and look at the video of your hits. And you left your body out there. And, you would take some hits where you got up woozy. And again, you would not have been able to make it today. That style of play is not. Yeah. So I was going to ask you, do you feel, a lot of talk about CTE, a lot of talk about, brain, how the brain's affected. Do you feel like that's affected you? All those
wife would.
Do you wake up sometimes and feel like you're in the fog? Do you feel the physical effects that you think of that?
Well, I still hobble around a little bit. Yeah. But I'm in relatively good shape for.
Yeah.
Had a physical.
Oh my gosh, you look like you got about 5% body fat. Show off. You really do. You look like you weigh. How much do you weigh? If you don't mind me asking.
I weigh about 195.
You're 195. What was your playing weight?
185.
Ridiculous. Wow. You're 6'2"? What are you, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'2".
Yeah.
Fixed right under 6'2".
Yeah, you're still in great shape. You really are.
But, I tried, because I'm fortunate enough to have in my backyard here in Dallas a green belt that I can walk up and down, and I do it. I practice it.
You make that up. Even when you're talking about going to hot springs.
But it's, I like to do it when it's hottest. That's the thing that you need to do if you're trying to lose weight is walk it when it's hot.
Well,
you burn more calories.
That's helping you. I think all that, helps you. Your mental, capacities and all those things. But if anybody could say, you look at their career and think hitting could affect you, you are as big a hitter as – they called you Captain Crash. Yeah. Your book, don't you say Captain Crash is the name of your book? Two books.
Read those. Captain Fresh. I like to think that I gave more than I received.
You did, my friend. Let's bring in Craig O'Neill. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I just want to know, did Cliff know y'all were coming? You didn't show up at the door and go, "Hey, we want to do the morning show here this morning."
Yeah, Craig, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Craig, he cleaned up. He cleaned up his study like no other. Craig, he's pulling out playbooks. He's pulling out playbooks from Super Bowls and really cool stuff.
They're ancient. You saved the playbooks?
Yeah, wow. You did.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I still had mine. I wish I did.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
And but I retired early. Coach, I went in to see Coach Landry and said he didn't expect me to retire, so I got to keep my playbook.
Well, that's the other thing. Roger and I mean, I'd forgotten. You retired at 31.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
glad I did.
Yeah, yeah.
CTE would have been an issue. Well, I think I gotta know. An issue.
What's in the playbook? Is it all diagrams?
Yeah, all those things. Yeah,
Oh my gosh, it's just a description.
Matter of fact, let me give him a description. And Todd, you may need it if you can jack his volume up a little bit, Todd, if you can. Okay. I'm going to read to you. I took a picture of it. This is a description of a particular play and how they want it to be defensive. Now, this is defensively speaking.
Yeah.
All right. This is the techniques for strong HB. After keying for in run and flow, start a slight back pedal to not give intentions away. Engage the wing on his outside shoulder when he's about 6 to 7 yards deep.
Right. Oh, I know what it is. That's 34.
It's important that you give complete concentration to the wing when you're engaging him. Do not try to clue the QB and hit the receiver at the same time. After you make contact with the wing, stay with him step for step and cover all over the field. If the wing runs any kind of inside route, you can count on some eventual help. But if he gets outside and up, he's yours all the way. You are trying to eliminate a particular receiver when using this technique.
I get it. I know what he's talking about.
You do. Well, that defense, Craig, was a very intricate, tough defense to learn. I mean, it was a high intellectual type defense.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I've always engaged the wing.
What did you
think?
Engaged the wing. Of course, it was called the Doomsday Defense.
Right.
Yeah.
It was flex. Because they couldn't figure out.
Flex defense.
Yeah.
Flex strong and flex weak. And banjo and
look
all
at
the
you.
Other terms.
I wish I'd reached out to Terry Bradshaw and did not get an answer. Probably waited too late to try to get him because you guys had some really great competitions between the two of you.
I don't want to talk about those.
Yeah. He got the best of you a little bit.
Just
you know. Let's do two things. I see that David Sharp's on the phone. Let's do Craig's intro, Todd or Raj, if we can, and then we'll get to David Sharp.
And then we'll get to the wing.
Yes.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed,
get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Oh, man. Great to Genesis of Conway. Thank you. Craig, by the way, we see you, Craig, on the camera.
Oh, yeah. Seeing y'all.
You look behind Cliff's head and you see flanking Super Bowl trophy, the replicas, of course, and then an elk that he killed, and then this trophy's for Outstanding Professional Athlete of the Year in Arkansas, and then also your Pro Bowl, right? Those are
Pro Bowl trophies.
Let's bring in David Sharp, who was the athletic director at OBU. He was there when you got the stadium renamed to Cliff Harris Award Stadium. Cliff Harris Stadium, rather. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David and Roger and Craig and of course Cliff. Cliff, I wish I was there.
We invited him. And of course, David's been down here a bunch.
Hey, Cliff, I think Cliff knows I've been on a trip with my son Jordan and I really just got back last night. And otherwise, I'd be there. But David, Roger, how about that study?
Very cool. Yeah. It's packed. I mean, every inch has something really cool.
I take pictures of his family.
It's
amazing. And David, I got to tell you a quick story. You were talking about all those playbooks and notes and all of the different things from when Cliff played. And of course, being a former defense coordinator, it just intrigued me when Cliff moved to the house he's in. He moved from about a mile away, and I was down there in his other study, which was a cool study, and he was going through all these things, and I spent about 3 hours in that study one night, and he's showing me all this Dallas Cowboys playbook stuff from all these different games, the game plans each week, his scribbling and all of that. I was so amazed, and I was so intrigued, and it's very easy to see why he is, in my opinion, the best free safety in NFL football history, especially in the 2000s.
You really may be a little prejudiced,
well,
David.
Well, the great part of the story is not that it's just his accomplishments, it's where he came from. Craig, you heard us tell the story.
Right.
He really only got one offer. Coming out of Desark, it was because Rex Nelson's dad was roommates with
Red
your dad,
Red Nelson.
And he convinced Buddy Bob
to give you
the one opportunity, and you go on and you knock it out of the park, have a great career at OBU, but then again, not drafted. And you show up at
120 rookies.
Yeah, 120 rookies for tryout, and you make an impression. And not only do you make the team. Now you were telling me and Roger, you're having to deal with your military commitment back then.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tell us how you juggled that.
I was the only rookie to make the starting lineup.
1970.
My rookie year, and I was having a great year. I got a couple of game balls for it, and then I had to go because that was the time of the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
They called my number. My number, draft number, was 66.
Wow!
And they called me and said, "You got to go to Fort Polk, Louisiana, for active duty." And I'd made the starting lineup of the Cowboys.
How about that?
And I made.
Are you kidding me?
A free agent.
You have to leave.
And I have to leave. And they, and Gil Brandt. Thank goodness for Gil Brandt. He went to the senator, a senator in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And got him to help me be able to fly back. So listen to this. This is unbelievable. Fly back on Saturday. I was the platoon leader in Fort Polk. There was a whole – I had 30 guys that I had to leave. They were in basic training.
Right.
Which was hard.
Right.
And I'd get to fly out and fly back to Dallas.
But that had to be cool, though. They had to be your guys had to be going,
yeah,
oh, my gosh, our leader is playing football for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday.
Yeah, and they'd watch the game. And then I'd fly back and get them and –
Well, how did you prepare for games?
I didn't. I couldn't. And because Charlie Waters, well, Richmond Flowers took my spot. Who was an Olympic hurdler from Tennessee. Right. And then he couldn't play. Didn't make the cut. And Charlie Waters took my spot.
Right.
And then he played the rest of the year. They got beat by – he went for an interception on John Mackey in the Super Bowl to Baltimore Colts and missed it, and Mackey caught it and made a difference in the game.
So you didn't play.
I played in the Super Bowl because I was played on – and the number five back and all that situation, all that. But then I came back that next year and got my position back. I beat him out at safety, and
wow. And you didn't have to deal with a military issue in 71.
I did. I would have to go to
did that in 71.
Weekend. I'd have to go in Dallas, go to the Arlington, halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth. I'd have to go out there on the weekends, and I'd get to sit in the general's office.
Wow.
And
that was the thing, you know.
Man,
people
that was just
remember
a strange
you were juggling that kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh. And
so could it have been McClellan or Fulbright? Do those names ring a bell to you?
It was McClellan.
Okay.
McClellan.
That was a very, very powerful man in Washington, D.C.
He said Gilbert walked into the steam room.
Is that
a different story?
Another story.
No.
That's the same story because Gil Brandt was trying to help me get out of. Be able to fly back on weekends, and he went to the. Gil Brandt flew down to the General of the Fourth Army, and General of the Fourth Army got in, and think about what Gil Brandt pulled off, and then went in. And got to the General of the Fourth Army, was in the steam room with the General of the Fourth Army. He said, "There's a kid that I want to talk to you about, General." And he said, "Yeah, I've heard about this kid. He's in Fort Polk." I mean, the general's fourth army.
See, and of course the general knew.
And we can let him fly back on weekends. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That. That's what Craig is.
And I play, you know, so I'd come in and return kicks and play fifth back, and then I came back the next year and beat those guys out. I mean, Charlie Waters, my spot, and Charlie went to left corner, and then I played free safety.
It's a remarkable story.
Craig, so that's 1970. That's your rookie year.
Yeah, rookie year.
So between all of that and playing that and getting that ball right there, all that's going on your very first year.
That game, that was I got the game ball my rookie year.
Roger's showing that on
my
the
first,
camera now.
Got that game ball, thank goodness, my rookie year before I had to go to the Army.
Yeah, which is amazing. You know, but you worked your butt off to stay out of that Army and do it that way and earn it, obviously.
Yeah. And that's the other part, Craig. Yeah. Part of the story here is not just what he accomplished, what he had to do to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's
from Wichita.
From Wichita, and that's why we have Cliff.
But every week you're down in Louisiana and you're back here, and that is exactly kind of the season you had.
But that's why we have Cliff Harris Award, because Cliff wanted to recognize a small college.
Yeah, that, they just don't get recognition.
That, you know, how good a player. You know, some of them, we've had pro players. Some have not. But anyway, that's why you want to do the award. There's no other award like
it. Thank you, David.
Well, it was easy to honor a guy like you. And these kids, Craig, they get a $3,000 trophy. It's as cool as any as the Heisman.
Gosh, you're a trophy expert. So
if you're
endorsing it. It must be a heck of a trophy. Here's my point. I don't think they should have named the stadium after you, or maybe they should have. They also should name the armory after you. Cliff Harris Armory, for people who are dedicated to both sides of the road. Man.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Did you consult Cliff with the trophy as far as what you wanted?
We found a really a unique shot, a photo of him hitting Harold Jackson for the Rams.
Yeah,
and it was actually it was a punt return.
Oh,
and it's sort of a deceptive shot, but it's a cool shot because it looks like his feet, Harold Jackson's feet, are going up in the air. Yeah. The ball
decleated.
And that it would have been a clean shot today.
It would have been an illegal shot today.
Yeah, probably so. And I'll make sure to send you the picture of it, Craig. But it's a neat deal. Of course, you know, we mentioned today is the birthday of John Stallworth.
Yeah.
Who you played against Stallworth and Swan. Yes. And
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, they got you a couple times. Yeah, not just you, the whole secondary for the Cowboys.
Well,
But didn't you beat them once?
No.
Did you not? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to bring
I've
that
got
up.
A picture of me on the safety blitz, and it's I'm hurtling.
Oh, you're jumping over
Rocky Blyer.
It's a great shot.
Rocky Blyer, and it's a great shot, except the next shot, he caught my toe. Yeah. Next shot, I was into the ground, and Bradshaw threw a completed pass.
Oh, man.
I'm with you, Cliff.
Who did you hate to see? Who did you hate to face? Who was that one player that you went, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to buckle up my chin strap tighter than ever because I'm going to face this guy?
Well, you're talking about either a quarterback. Typically, I would play the quarterback. Ah. You know, that's what my position. But the guy that was the hardest runner was Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't remember.
Yeah, what was that like?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I just didn't want to tackle. I mean, I like tackling. I didn't mind that. I'd hit people. But, man, when you hit Earl Campbell, it was like hitting a bulldozer or something.
I've always said, Cliff, that, you know, I was fortunate to get a chance to play against a couple of good running backs like Bo Jackson and Eric Dickerson. But I don't want any part of Earl Campbell because he was so fast and powerful. Powerful, low to the ground, big thighs.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I mean, those videos of him running over people, you know, in those early
years.
The great
days back then were those tearaway jerseys.
Yeah, yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic all the way around. Absolutely.
I tell you what we'll do. Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll check our questions on our Milton Heat and Air text line to see if anybody's got any questions. We'll come back. I'd like to hear, not now, but I want to hear about Craig O'Neill's team was back there in the 70s. Was it the Cowboys? Was it somebody else? Of course, you know, now Jerry Jones has rolled in there, and the value of the Cowboys now, it is the most valuable franchise in the world of any sport, bigger than the soccer.
Wow.
Bigger than the soccer.
Jerry's done such a good job.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But he just hadn't won a championship in 25 years.
30. Well, hey, it's 30. 30 years now. And still have the value of the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's, for him.
He needs to thank me.
The sir.
Yes, he does. He's a good.
You're on the ring, of, your ring of honor.
All right. Don't go away, everybody. We're live from Dallas, the home of Cliff Harris. That's Truth and Honor. We'll be back in just a minute with Craig O'Neill. 7:30.
Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bathfitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathfitterLittleRock.com.
This is SportsCenter.
American League pitchers held the National League to just 3 hits and 3 total bases Tuesday in a 4-0 victory at the All-Star Game in Philadelphia. Cody Bellinger, the New York Yankees, got things going for the American League with a 2-run single in the bottom of the first inning. Yankees teammate Ben Rice added an RBI single later in the inning. That made it 3-0. Chicago White Sox third baseman Miguel Vargas hit a solo home run in the top of the 8th to set the final score. Toronto pitcher Dylan Cease, who started for the AL, was credited with the win after notching a walk and 3 strikeouts in his only inning of work. Philadelphia's Christopher Sanchez started for the NL. He took the loss after allowing all 3 first-inning runs on 3 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain chances are still high today. A 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high of only 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm with an overnight low of 71. Tomorrow, we'll get back into the 90s. A high of 91, partly cloudy with some isolated showers or thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Wednesday on our third Acre Free Zone of the week, Joe Klein in with us for the entire show. We'll talk about Malik and we'll talk about Darius, how they're doing in the NBA Summer League. Also, with Caleb Orego now committing to Arkansas, we'll see how the big man fits into Cal's plans. Michael Felder stops by with us. We'll get into the day after the Major League All-Star Game, the start of the second half, what Razorback baseball may look like, birthday trivia, what's on tap, anything else we can dream up on an Acre Free Zone where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walking care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right. It is 7:35 on this Wednesday, July 15th. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We may have John Daly on the phone in a little bit. Yeah, he said, I told him, we're at Cliff's house, and he said, do you know Cliff? And, of course, John goes, F yeah, I love that guy. I love my Cowboys.
He's a Cowboy fan.
I know John. We played golf together. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun that day.
Yeah.
We played, I can't remember where the tournament was, but he and I were on the same team.
That's why it was a good day.
Oh, my gosh. He was rolling.
Boy, he grinds hard. All right, Craig. So Craig O'Neill is back in the station, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Do you want to thank Todd Pierce for producing today?
Thank you,
David Sharp for calling in a minute ago. David does such a good job. At OBU in so many ways.
A great guy, and a great friend,
great person too. Yeah.
Great person.
Craig, what are you? You know, what are you going back? You, like I said, you're around the same age as Cliff.
My draft number, by the way, my draft number was 310. There was no way they were going to take me. Anything below 95, they were going to take you. But if you were 310, I dropped my deferment and said, "Come and get me." Never came close.
Wow, how about that?
Eat your heart out, Cliff Harris. I've always been jealous of you. But now, not so much.
Mine was 66.
Oh.
So I had no chance.
Yeah. You were gone.
What do you remember, Craig, back in those days during those 1970s when Cliff was playing the Cowboys? Were you locked in as a Cowboy fan?
I was just a football fan. But the one thing about Cliff that he would stand there, here was this tall, lanky, I mean, not tall, but here was this lanky kid from Arkansas. And quite frankly, I'll just go ahead and come out with it. He's a white boy. How in the world is he keeping up with what's going on and the speed of that game? But then he'd be right there, right in the middle of it, mixing it up and stopping the play. And I was always secretly admiring what Cliff could do.
That's
right.
Thank you.
But now, remember, he's a Desert kid, so you can't hold a Desert kid back, man. It's like the river. That's like the White River right there. If it's going to rise, it's going to rise.
That's right.
Well,
cover their fields.
You know, Cliff, just like we talk about, you know, there's a lot of great people, talented people come out of the state of Arkansas. We've got a former president. You know, we've got some of the most talented business people in America. Craig O'Neill. One of the great radio guys of it could be anywhere in the country.
Hey, Cliff, here's another Craig O'Neill question. Heaven forbid there's a fire in your house. What's the one thing you would take out of that room to say?
He's got a lot to choose from.
He'll stay in here with it.
My wife.
Yeah, great answer, Cliff. Great answer. Let's see. We have somebody from the 870. Guy Williams says, Cliff's grandpa house is still standing in Bearden, Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure he worked for the Bearden School District. Is that right?
He did. He was a teacher. All my whole family.
Sure was. All education.
Teachers.
Yeah.
They were all. My grandfather was my dad's dad, and my dad's mom were teachers. My mom's dad, or my mama's mom, was a math teacher, and she was tough. In Glenwood, Arkansas, and Bearden, Arkansas. So they were all. So I grew up, and my dad was a teacher, and my mom was a teacher.
Wow.
So
no wonder you understood the playbook.
Wow.
And is it just me? Is it because my age that, you know, Christian is not here today? Todd's filling in, but Christian's in his, you know, just turned 30. Yeah. The players back then. Maybe there were fewer teams. It was just more concentrated with great personalities, you know, like the Bradshaws and the Mean Joe Greens and, you know, the Randy Whites. And it just, I don't know, Dick Butkus. It just seemed like players were different back then. And it was, you had a lot of them on one team. I mean, between you and the Steelers, I mean, you probably had, 15 or 20 Hall of Famers on those two teams.
Well, we were in a lot of Super Bowls. And I hate to say that the people, Steelers beat us in both of their ours. And there's some plays I'd like to recall.
Oh.
Uh, there was a we were on a I was on a safety blitz, and Rocky Blyer, who I was hurdling, one of my best shots, action shots, is me hurdling Rocky Blyer, and the next frame is me on the ground.
You caught my tongue.
You don't want to show that. Rocky Blyer, another great story.
Sure.
A military guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Franco Harris, you just lost him not long ago.
Right.
He was a great player.
Yeah.
Mitch and Bradshaw, we've had a chance to get to know him. He's a great guy. Lynn Swann, John Stallworth. I mean,
yeah.
Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
You know, Tuttle was not a Hall of Famer, but Harvey Martin. Well, I guess the only Hall of Famer was Randy White off the defensive line, right, with the gold jacket, correct?
I mean, I don't want to – maybe there was – I mean, guys like Leroy Jordan and Chuck Howley.
Yeah.
Golly,
yeah.
Man,
I mean,
they were just
a lot of
incredible.
Great
Bob Lilly and – we had such a great team at that time.
What about the respect between guys like Emmitt Smith? You guys are, you know, Emmitt and Troy and Michael Irvin, you know, they had a successful group in the 90s. You guys were the 70s. You guys get to see each other. When you do, is it always fun?
Yeah, it's always fun. I have a charity golf tournament they come out to sometimes, and for juvenile diabetes.
Yeah.
And they've been out there and played in mine, and I played some of their golf tournaments.
Oh, very cool.
They're, you know, we get to talk about, you know, I wish we had won one more Super Bowl so we'd be kind of tied with them or something.
Well, it was a different game back then, and they weren't protected. There's much more player safety now.
Boy, there really
than
is.
Used to be. And then,
I couldn't have played today.
And think, Craig, I mean, but Cliff, think about now. You know, the money in college football that's going everywhere. I mean, we're finding out players are getting paid $5-6 million a year.
It's just unbelievable.
I mean, that's more than you make as a pro.
That's OBU.
Well, talk to David Sharp about that.
You know, one of the things that we heard so much about back in the day was, you know, because of money and things like that, and working hard, and you had to do some. Did you ever have to get an extra job to do anything else, or were you obviously the Hall of Famer?
I didn't have to get an extra job.
Anybody else on the team selling insurance, selling cars?
Well, there were Roger Staubach was selling real estate during his career, and I was selling
during his career
insurance. I think that was something that was what I went into right after.
While you were playing.
While I was playing, so.
Had to do it. Because you weren't getting paid.
Can you
remember what your contract was your rookie year?
No, I'm not going to talk about that. I do remember
it wasn't
exactly.
Much because
oh
it wasn't
much. I
hey,
can tell you.
You were with the Army. That's a part-time job.
Yeah, I
job.
Was in the Army. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is, but I'm not going to tell you. I had a, you know, I told the guys at training camp when I went in, I said, I got a 3-year contract. And they were going, oh, man, that's not good because, you know, because Gil Brandt negotiated that with me.
Uh-huh.
He said, because what if you have a real good year and you've already locked in your second and third year?
Uh-huh.
I said, oh.
Great, guys. Great for ruining it for me. I just thought everything was fantastic. I've got a 3-year contract.
That's right.
Well, you're screwed, Cliff.
You got to make the team first.
Yeah, go sell insurance.
We got to take a break. But as we go to break, here's one from the 615. What does Cliff see for the Cowboys leadership once Jerry, you know, steps away? Of course, his son Steven, who I played with, is the VP. Do you feel like Steven will step in and run the joint maybe better, or you think it'll be about the same as what it is now? Differently, rather.
I'm hoping that it's going to be better so that we can get back to the Super Bowls again.
Right.
And
what do you think the key is that? I mean, what's been missing?
Well, I just
bad evaluation of talent?
I just think that there's probably one of that bad. I mean, I think that the defense, to me, has been holding them back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the defense has just not been playing very well.
Yeah.
They need to get some structure, get better players, or get better coaches.
Traded away their best player last year.
They should have.
Then you had to earn your position every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think they do that anymore because they get so much money.
Yeah. Right.
They don't work as hard to earn that position every single year. You guys did.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, well, you know, and in my career, early years were, you know, and because I had to go to the Army my first year, I had to win my position back my second year.
Yeah. Here's a question. Did OBU play UCA when Cliff played? Was UCA a different? UCA was called the
ASTC, Arkansas State Teachers
College. Did they have football then? And
they had football then.
I don't know.
You mean, was it real football? My grandfather went to Arkansas State Teachers College. I think my dad's side, and we played. Yeah, we played him in college.
Well, somebody says he would have played against my dad, who was a receiver at UCA.
Yeah, who was that?
I did not give his name. No. Yeah. All right, do not go away. We've got a few more minutes with Craig O'Neill, and Craig will give you a chance to promote. Now, listen, you're a Hall of Famer when it comes to football. Craig is a Hall of Famer when it comes to reading books to kids.
Oh, I got a good one coming up.
What color jacket should he wear, Roger? If we have the gold jacket.
Ooh, what color
book jacket?
What is it?
A book jacket.
A book jacket.
Yeah.
A lot of books.
Well, you know what? Books have jackets.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
I think he nailed that.
And you caught it.
Yes. All right.
That's a surprise.
661-1037 is the number. It's 746.
You need to get my kids to read the books, too. I want that to happen.
There you go. Playbook. No more love.
My hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
What an asset you are to our show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Craig is an asset to our show. Craig O'Neill brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Yes.
That's actually my NFL Films voice more than it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
Talked to Jenny Buell this week.
Did she sell a car?
Well, she did not.
For Genesis?
But she is working on that. She's a go-getter for Genesis.
Oh, my gosh.
Craig, we only have a few minutes left. I feel like we're visiting with two Hall of Famers, Roger, both Cliff Harris and Craig O'Neill.
But my study doesn't look anything like that. It's all kids' books and T-shirts.
Craig's got a lot of T-shirts. Craig, do you need to promote any appearance?
Oh, do I ever. Yes. Wordsworth Books, everybody. Grandparents, parents, bring the kids by Wordsworth Books Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. We're going to have a read at the bookstore in my little corner, that little corner where the kids' books are. It's my favorite spot. It's my happy place and would love to share a book. I want to be a joy germ, so bring the kids. 10 o'clock, Wordsworth in the Heights.
Did you say a joy germ?
I want to be a joy germ. That's right.
I'm going to be
putting it in schools this fall and spring.
Hashtag joy germ.
Did you ever do a prank that has to do with the Cowboys at all?
No, I never went that far. No.
Have you heard, Cliff, some of Craig's pranks, some of the great pranks of all time? Like, you know, hey, sorry, they called Texas and said they accidentally put an extra S on the end of Texas in the end zone when they were in. So I'm telling you, or he read the prayer, what the prayer was going to be. He was posing as a preacher.
All we need's a fair prayer. I do think it. If it's the Cliff Harris Stadium, that all bald guys should get in free.
I go along with that.
There you go.
661-1037. I posted some of the pictures of Cliff's study on Facebook and getting ready to do that on Twitter. You know, one of the cool things, Craig, is the bust. You know, everybody has a bust done if you're going to the Hall of Fame. And yours really turned out good, Cliff. You happy with it? Because if you look, like, I think it was it Dion's that did not turn out so well, Roger?
Yeah, I'd like to have had more hair.
They nailed Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson's really looked good. A lot of hair.
Yeah.
And then Drew Pearson had the fro.
Oh, had the afro.
Oh my gosh.
It was big.
How long did they came here to the house?
Yeah.
The sculptor did it and molded it here in the home, in your home, right?
Well, they did.
How long did that take?
Oh, gosh. It took 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's faster.
They just took all the
measurements.
Sizing, measurements and sizing.
Did you have a big head?
No, I didn't. I do now that I've been on the
so,
buzz.
So how, yeah, how, well done, how, well played, how was it?
When I got you the saw big it? Head.
How was it for the first time when you saw it where you're like, man, that looks great? Were you happy
with
it?
I like it. It turned
great
I
mustache.
Think it turned out good.
Look at that. I mean, that is a full size mustache. Yeah. That's not a handlebar, little skinny thing.
No. That's the one I had back in my era.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
That was good stuff.
And I think it's so cool to give a bust to a guy that's in the Hall of Fame. I love giving a bust.
Well,
it would work. It wouldn't work in the Miss America pageant, but it would work for the NFL Hall of Fame.
You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming. Now, you know, Roger, you've been in there, right, Roger?
I have.
So the cool thing is walking in that room, Craig, there's 330.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. In that you find the people you're looking for. You find Dan Hampton. You find, you know, Cliff Harris. Do you know the guys surrounding you on where they put you? Do you recall whose bus you're next to?
That's a question. Do you recall is something that's making it harder.
Do you recall your number? What is your number?
I think I was 333.
333.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so All right.
And you've got two gold jackets.
Well, yeah, they've
upgraded.
They've upgraded. They're making. I mean, we've changed directors of the Hall of Fame. It was one when I went in, and we've got a new one.
You like the new one better?
Yeah.
Listen, Roger, that's the only thing he needs in here. Since he's already got one jacket. The jacket he's not wearing. Have it on a mannequin or have it framed.
Mannequin. That'd be a ghost.
I'm thinking, the more they think about this with Craig, Craig should have a jacket of a jacket.
A jacket.
Books have jackets.
I'm going to get it.
You just have books stuck to it. Uh-huh. Books stuck to his jacket.
I'm getting it. I'm doing it, David. That's a great idea.
There's a great picture, too, Cliff, of you and former President Bush, the younger Bush,
younger Bush.
And at that time, he had just bought the Rangers at the time, when that was.
Uh-huh.
But look at you
guys.
What a great
investment.
Yeah, that was a great.
Really good one.
And we got John Daly coming up next.
Oh, boy.
John Daly.
Tell him I said hello. I got to play golf with him one day. That was a trip.
Is there anybody, Cliff, you know, you're a superstar. Is anybody you've been around, when you get around him, you're like, wow, that's a cool superstar that's a wow moment for you? Joe Namath, or maybe a younger guy now that you just really like, a Tiger. Have you been around anybody that really sort of?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I hadn't been around Tiger. I think John Daly was the one that I think was impressed me the most.
What about football? When you go back now, because you go back to the Hall of Fame ceremony, so you've tried to do that a few times. Who's the guy when you see him, you're like, oh man, it's so cool to see Earl Campbell, or Roger, you see him here. Anybody else with Terry? Anybody that is an old guy you played against or played with? It's good to see.
Earl Campbell is really good. He's beaten up.
Yeah, he can barely walk. He can barely walk now.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Zonka
was a load.
Yeah, wow. Boy, he was a beast.
And Tony Dorsett. You know, Craig, we brought him to the Touchdown Club. He struggled a little bit.
Yeah, he struggled.
Yeah, but he still looks in good shape.
Yeah, he's in good shape. He is, really is. He does struggle a little bit. I was trying to think.
Well, the main thing is you just keep yourself looking in good shape like you are, and taking care of your mind, and which you're exercising like you're doing, which is super.
Mm-hmm. I'm real fortunate to be able to still go into the company that I've worked for a long time and been a part of for a long time, is Energy Transfer.
Yeah, that's the big giant corporation that deals with energy and oil and all the things.
Yes,
the
pipeline.
Yeah, pipeline. Yeah, that. Listen, you know, Craig, he retired. Cliff retired when he was 31. I mean, that's really young.
Wow.
You've been in 5 Super Bowls in 10 years and you walk away.
Wow. Yeah, I was fortunate to do that. I'm glad Coach Landry, when I went to see him and I said I was going to retire, he said, he took me down to his study, and his wife said, Tommy's down in his study. He wants you to come down there.
Oh, man.
And I went down to his study, and he said, I didn't plan you. Planning for you to leave that early. And I said, he said, if Charlie Waters can't come back because he hurt his knee, he said, will you please come back?
Go see it, Craig.
Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center.